It has been a breezy and chilly Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. At times, those winds have gusted over 25 miles per hour, and that is making this already cooler than average weather feel even chillier than that. The good thing about today is it has been pretty bright, at least through much of the afternoon. We've had some clouds mix in, but for most of us, we were able to cash in on some sunshine today. There have been a couple of scattered snow showers this afternoon, mainly to the west and southwest of Albany and portions of the Mohawk Valley and also in the Catskills. Coming up tonight, we'll see the wind begin to ease up. It'll still be somewhat breezy during the first part of the night, then the wind will turn light. And as the wind goes to light, that really allows temperatures to drop. So we're talking about lows that will be largely in the single digits tonight, with some areas going below zero, especially in the higher terrain through the Adirondacks into the Greens. Maybe even the Catskills may dip below zero as the night moves along. Then as we move into the day tomorrow and really right through Sunday, I don't see any major weather problems for the weekend. It will be cold both days, and there is still the chance for a little bit of snow. A little disturbance comes through tomorrow, and that'll bring some clouds for sure and a few scattered snow showers. The most likely areas for snow showers would be in areas north of I-90, and it may be enough snow to cover the ground in some areas or leave a light accumulation. It shouldn't be a giant deal, but it's something to keep in mind if you do have plans tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will be quite chilly, running generally in the 20s. We'll be around 30 or so south of Albany, and we'll have some areas hold in the teens. And the wind will be, we'll call it kind of breezy at times. It won't be a super windy tomorrow, but you'll notice that breeze kick up every so often. Sunday looks to be a bright day with high pressure and control temperatures. Will still be chilly, though, 20s to low 30s for highs, and that's pretty much where we will be again on Monday, but there are no big storms in the forecast over the next 3 days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy early on with diminishing wind later at night, cold, lows in the single digits to around 10, some spots go below zero in the mountains. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers, cold, high 18 to 26. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, breezy early with diminishing wind later at night, lows in the single digits to around 10, some spots in the mountains go below zero, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers, cold, high 18 to 26. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy early on with diminishing wind later at night, cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cold with a high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy early with diminishing wind later at night, cold, a low of 5 to 10, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of a snow shower or a flurry, cold, with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, still chilly, with highs in the 20s to low 30s, and on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.